You clarified how many years we've been coming because I was not quite sure.
我很高兴那个弟兄能够就是说明一下我们到底来多少年，我自己也不大确定来了多少次。
And now you've made an even deeper mystery.
那你当然让我们好像有一个更深的一个秘密一样。
Now, I don't know what happened in 2008.
我不知道到底怎么回事，在2008年那个时候。
You must not have liked the message in 2007.
那应该是在2007年的时候，那时候我们开始那样的信息。
So we'll thank the Lord for our years of fellowship.
我们感谢主，在这么多年我们在主面前的分享。
And our relationship in the Lord.
让我们跟主之间的关系。
The brothers and sisters in Richmond appreciate the saints here in Newark.
在 Richmond 那边的弟兄很就是非常在主里面很感激这里弟兄姐妹。
We pray for you.
我们为你祷告。
And we ask you to pray for us.
我们也要请求你们为我们祷告。
Well, if you turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 3.
我们出埃及记第三章。
We will look at verse 5 to begin with.
出埃及第三章第五节开始。
I think you all know this story.
我想你们大概都知道这个故事。
This is the story of Moses in the burning bush.
这边是讲到摩西在一个焚烧的，在那个一个荆棘在焚烧起来的荆棘的异象之中。
This is when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush.
就是在这个焚烧的荆棘里面。神向摩西显现。
And Moses said it was a great sight.
摩西认为说这是一个很奇特的一个异象。
So this is what the Lord said to him at the end.
在这边是神是这样讲的。
Draw not verse 5.
不要近前来。
Draw not nigh hither. Loose thy sandals from off thy feet for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
And he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
就说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
And look at verse 15.
我们再看15节。
And God said moreover to Moses, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
And look at chapter 4, verse 5.
第四章第五节。
Again, God is speaking to Moses.
神在对摩西说话。
That they may believe that Jehovah, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee.
如此好叫他们信耶和华，他们祖宗的神就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你显现了。
Look at Matthew chapter 22 in the New Testament.
在新约马太福音二十二章。
We'll begin at verse 30 and read to 33.
二十二章三十节到三十三节。
But let me just explain just for a moment. This is when the Sadducees appeared to the Lord Jesus to try to trip him up.
这边有讲到那个有关于复活的事情。
And if you know anything about the Sadducees, they didn't believe in the resurrection.
当这个撒都人，因为撒都该人呢，不相信复活的事情。
So they tried to trick the Lord.
所以他就用一个比较诡诈的方式对主讲。
They told the Lord a story.
他们对主讲了一个故事。
They said there was this woman.
他说有一个女人啊。
And she was married to this man.
嫁给一个男人。
And then that man died.
那个男人死了。
And then she was married to his brother.
然后这个女人就嫁给了这个男人的兄弟。
And then that brother died.
然后他的兄弟又死了。
And finally, she was married to all seven brothers.
然后呢，他这边讲到说，这个女人嫁给了这个所有这个兄弟七个人。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
And then they said to him, "Who will she be married to?" In the resurrection, since she was married to all seven brothers.
所以他这边就讲到说，当复活的时候，他是算哪个这七个人中哪个妻子呢？因为他们这七个他都嫁了。
And this was the answer.
然后这边就是答案。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying?
论到死人复活，神在经上向你们所说，你们没有念过吗？
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
他说我是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神神不是死人的神乃是活人的神
And when the crowds heard it they were astonished at his doctrine
众人听见这话就稀奇他的教训
And just a few more verses Acts chapter 7
我们再读几段经节在使徒行传第七章
Verse 2
使徒行第七章第二节
This isStephen the martyr speaking.
这就是司提反就是为主殉道司提反所讲的。
And in verse 2, he said this.
他这样讲。
And he said, Brethren and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
诸位父兄请听当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索多大米还未住在哈兰的时候。
And then one last verse, John chapter 8, verse 56.
最后一节约翰福音第八章
56.
约翰福音第八章56节。
I'll read it from the King James Version.
我们弟兄是读的就钦定版的。
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子既看见就快乐。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。
Lord, we just commit the reading of your word to you.
主我们在你面前将你的话语在你面前。
We tell you as we always do.
我们都如此这样做。
You alone have the words of eternal life.
你的话语是永久的话，永远的话语。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
And we call upon you to speak to our hearts tonight.
我们向你祈求，让你的话语能够来到我们的心中。
We don't want to just deal with Old Testament history.
我们不是只是读一下这个旧约的历史。
We want to touch the living word of God.
我们愿意能够接触到这活生生的话语。
And even more importantly, we want the living word of God to touch us.
我更重要让这个活生的话语能够摸着我们的心。
This is our prayer as we come to you this evening.
这是我们的祷告，我们来到你的面前。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。Amen.
Well, when I was invited this past summer to come to Newark again, I didn't know exactly what I should share.
当我去年夏天被邀请来到这里的时候，我还不清楚要对弟兄姐妹分享什么话。
I sought the Lord for some time about what His burden would be for our gathering.
我在主面前寻求，就是啊，主心中的负担是什么
？One time I saw our brother Freedom.
有一次我看到我们的初弟兄。
And I asked him, "What had y'all been studying?"
他我问我们初弟兄，他最近在研读哪一本书
？And he mentioned to me Genesis.
他跟我讲创世纪。
That is not the reason I'm sharing on Genesis.
这不是我要分享创世纪的理由。
You might remember last year I came and shared on Hebrews.
你记得我去年来的时候是分享了希伯来书。
I did not know you were studying Hebrews.
我并不知道你们那时候正在读希伯来书。
But I shared on Hebrews.
但是呢，我就分享了希伯来书。
I tell you, this is just to me, it's divine coincidence that I'm sharing.On Genesis.
这个就是一个好像神圣的那个意外，然后我们就一起读到了创世纪。
Last year I shared one message in Richmond on the I am from this Exodus 3.
去年我在那个Richmond 分享，就是在这个出埃及记里面讲到这个我是。
And the burden for that message was, I am the great revelation.
那个主题就是我是那伟大的复活。
I believe that is the greatest revelation in the Bible.
就是这边讲到是最大的这个启示。
We need to come to an understanding of who the I am is.
我们必须能够真的了解我是什么。
I said that was the revelation of the Old Testament.
那就是在旧约命中很大的一个启示。
That is the revelation of the New Testament.
那也是对于新约一个极大的启示。
When you read John's Gospel, he had a particular vantage point.
在读到在约翰福音的时候，特别约翰提到这一点。
And that vantage point was the seven I am.
在这里面，在希望福音，他特别讲到七次的我是。
And I went on to share how it's a progressive and growing revelation of all the fullness that He is.
当我们慢慢的能够一步一步讲到这个完全启示关于我是这方面。
Well, it was in that text that I encountered these verses.
那我们在就看到这个这一段经节。
I am the God of Abraham.
我就看到这一节，就是我是亚伯拉罕的神
，and the God of Isaac，
是以撒的神
，and the God of Jacob，
是雅各的神。
And as I began to pray about Newark，
那我们当我在为纽瓦克祷告的时候
，this was the verse the Lord laid upon my heart。
这段经节就是神放在我心中的一段话。
I couldn't get away from。
我不能够从这段话里面出去。
I thought Freedom's going to think I'm copying what he told me that you were doing.
那朱弟兄可能会觉得我好像就是复制你们所要分享的这事。
I couldn't get away from.
但是我实在是没有办法从这个圣经去掉。
And then I came to this verse in chapter 3, verse 15.
在讲
Exodus 3, verse 15.
在出埃及三章十五节。
And God said, Moreover to Moses, Thou shalt say to the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。
And then these phrases jumped out of me from the pages.
然后这段经节好像就从这书，就从圣经上跳出来一样。
This is my name forever.
这边讲到说，耶和华是我的名，直到永远。
And this is my memorial to all generations.
这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
That's quite an extraordinary thing for God to say.
这是实在是一个非常伟大的话语，神这样的讲出来。
This is my name forever.
这是我的名，直到永远。
This is my memorial to all generations.
这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
Surely there must be something to this God of Abraham and this God of Isaac and this God of Jacob that we need to understand.
实在是在于关于这个亚伯拉罕神、以撒神、雅各的神这一面，我们有一些事情是要对我们说话。
This is when the burden really hit me.
这就是神在我心中的负担。
You remember when Peter and John healed the blind beggar in the book of Acts.
当在使徒行传的时候，你记得那个约翰跟彼得那个治愈的一个 blind,
the blind,
治愈的那个就是那个瞎眼的人。
Acts 3:13 is the verse I'm thinking of.
在三章十三节。
After healing the blind beggar, Peter said, "The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of your fathers, has glorified His servant Jesus."
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, this thought of the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob is full of meaning.
在这边特别讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，实在充满他有很重要的意义在里面。
This name of God appears in the Old Testament four times.
这个就是关于这个名在旧约出现四次。
In this name of God that he says is my name forever in my memorial to all generations occurs in the New Testament five times.
那关于这一段亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神在在新约出现了五次。
Brothers and sisters, that sealed it.
这件事实在是一个好像
印在这世上一样。This was my burden for Newark.
这就是我在对于纽瓦克弟兄的负担。
So, I hope.And my prayer is that the Lord will show us something of the depth of what this great name means.
那我在神面前祷告，就是借着这些话语，能够让我们的心中更明白这段话意义。
So, if the Lord wills,
如果主愿意的话，
tonight we're going to look at the God of Abraham.
我们愿意能够今天晚上分享亚伯拉罕的神。
And if the Lord wills, and we have another meeting tomorrow afternoon,
如果主愿意明天下午我们还有聚会的话，
we'll look at the God of Isaac.
我们看到以撒的神。
And if the Lord wills, and we meet again tomorrow night,
如果主愿意的话，明天晚上，
we will look at the God of Jacob.
我们就看到雅各的神。
And then if the Lord wills, and we gather on the Lord's day,
如果主愿意我们在主日的时候，
we'll look at Joseph.
我们就看约瑟。
Now he didn't say I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph.
圣经并没有讲说亚伯罕、以撒、雅各还有约瑟的神。
But Joseph is the last of the patriarchs in the close of the book of Genesis.
但是呢，这个约瑟是在那个先祖啊，他们讲到创世纪先祖里面最靠近。
Surely these last four characters in Genesis must have great meaning before the Lord.
所以说这四个人物在神的心中有很重要的意义。
Surely he didn't take this name for no reason whatsoever.
神不会把这几个人好像名字没有什么其他的意思。
Brothers and sisters, I don't want us to look at history this weekend.
弟兄姐妹，我不想就是这个礼拜把它当成一个好像读读历史而已。
I want to try to discover together what the heart of these names means.
我们想要再从这些名字里面真正的意义在哪里。
You know, the Lord is not just interested in teaching and doctrine.
神不是只是在好像神不在于对于这个教一教或是对于这些理论的东西而已。
The Lord is interested in man.
神对有兴趣是人。
We don't want to do a history lesson.
我们不想在这边教历史。
We want to see what God has in these men.
我们要看看神在这几个人身上。
And what God has for us in these men.
然后从这些事上让我们能够对于这些人有一些的什么样的回应。
In 1982, our brother Stephen Kong shared something in Richmond.
在1982年的时候，江守道弟兄在 Richmond 有一个分享。
He shared on 8 biographies in the book of Genesis.
他们在创世纪讲到八个人物。
And he said this remarkable thing.
他讲了一个非常重要的话。
This is the book Men After God's Own Heart. You may already know about it.
那这讲到说创世纪是神心里很重要的一段话语。
He said this.
他讲到
Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
他讲到创世纪是圣经里面第一本书。
And it is a book of biographies.
事实上也讲到了一个好像就是人物的一个列传那样子。
Sometimes we think the Bible is a book of doctrines, of teaching, and of truth.
有时候我们讲到说圣经讲到好像是一个教导或是一些的事实。
That is true, but when you open the Bible, you first discover it's a book of biographies.
那也是事实，这是对的。但是呢，当你一打开圣经的第一本书，你就发现这里面有许多的人物。
Why is this?
为什么呢？
It reflects the fact that God's interest is not in primarily teaching.
就可以证明到说神对于这些的教导不是那么的觉得那么重要。
His interest is in man.
他所在意的是在人的身上。
More than that.
多于这些。
Not only is his interest in man.
不仅仅他对人有兴趣。
But the purpose of God is towards man.
而且神的那个旨意就是对着人。
Not only is the purpose of God towards man,
不仅仅神的旨意是对着人,
but also the place of the work of God is in man.
而且呢，这个神所有的工作就在人的身上。
For God does his work in man,
神所有的工作就在人的身上。
Until he shall have him come into,
然后让我们能够来到他这里。
What God originally designed for him.
来到神所要原始为我们所设计。
We need to be very careful when we consider the book of Genesis.
我们必须对于创世纪要非常的小心。
Not to see these as history.
不是只认为它只是读历史。
We need to ask ourselves, what are you saying in Abraham?
那我们要问神说，你要在亚伯拉罕身上要对我们说什么？
What are you saying in Isaac?
那你对以撒身上要对我们说什么？
What are you saying in Jacob?
对雅各要对我们说什么？
And what are you saying to us today in Joseph?
对于约瑟要对我们今天所说什么话？
The Bible makes it very clear that the Old Testament record were figures and types.
我们特别知道说在旧约事实上呢，这边特别神在用的是人物跟一个样式。
But it says this extraordinary thing when the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians.
那在保罗在哥林多前书特别是这样讲。
In chapter 10 it says these things were written for us upon whom the end of the ages has come.
这些写在就是说写在圣经上是为了我们在末世人能够知道的。
So may the Lord help us as we look at these four characters.
愿主帮助我们让我们对这四个人物的一些的分享。
Years ago, as a young believer, I asked Brother Stephen what I thought was a simple question.
当我那时候呢，我年轻的时候，我特别问江弟兄一个我那时候认为是一个简单的问题。
I don't know how well you know Brother Stephen.
我不知道你们对江弟兄是多少的认识。
But Brother Stephen is not a conversationalist.
我们的弟兄不是一个好像议员，对不对？
You can sit in the room with him and very few words will be exchanged at the end of the meeting.
他在主面前，我们的彼此分享的话也不是那么的多。
And I was driving Brother Stephen somewhere.
我把江弟兄带到一个另外地方。
And I said, Brother Stephen.
江弟兄。
You see, I was trying to make conversation.
你知道我想跟你有些的谈话。
And I said, what does it mean I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob?
就我问他说 到底这个是什么意思？是就是亚伯拉罕神、以撒神、雅各的神，到底是什么意思？
Now our brother very wisely said, you should learn what it means.
我们弟兄说，就说很有智慧说，你应该知道学习他的意思。
As a young brother, I could have left the church offended.
那你知道我那个杨灵七弟兄，我也许那时候就离开了教会。
And he looked at me and he said, what do you think it means?
他对着我说，你觉得这是什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
I have spent these 40 some years
我花40多年的时间,
considering what does this mean?
我就是想说这到底是什么意思呢?
I am the God of Abraham,
我是亚伯拉罕的神,
and the God of Isaac,
是以撒的神,
and the God of Jacob,
雅各的神,
and I hope this weekend to share the little I've learned.
我也希望在这个周末能够对弟兄姐妹有一些的分
享。Well, there's a lot here.
对，有许多要有分享的。
We're going to look at Abraham as the spirit of revelation.
我们能够看到亚伯拉罕，就是在灵里面的启示。
That phrase comes from Ephesians 1:17, you know.
从那个以弗所书一章十七节。
That God would grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full, notice that word, in the full knowledge of Him.
就是愿神就是将那世人智慧与启示赐给你们，使你们真正的知道他。
The eyes of your heart being enlightened.
让你心中眼睛能够打开。
And then if God wills, we'll look at Isaac.
那我们再看以撒。
The phrase that comes to me from the New Testament is 1 Peter 1 verse 4.
关于以撒就是在彼得前书第一章第四节。
An incorruptible, an undefiled, an unfading inheritance.
就是得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
That's the principle I think we see in Isaac.
这就是在以撒身上所看到的原则。
And then we'll look at Jacob.
我们再看一下雅各。
The phrase that comes to me from the New Testament is that phrase in Romans 8 verse 29.
在归雅各身上就是让我想到的让我一段经节就跳出来，就是在罗马书第八章二十九节。
Conformed to His image，
就是磨成神的儿子的形象。
I believe that's what we see going on in Jacob's life。
我们就在雅各身上可以看到这样的情形。
And then we'll look at Joseph。
然后我们再看到约瑟。
And the phrase that comes to me from the New Testament is from Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3。
就是这个经节留在我心中，就是在启示录的第二章跟第三章。
That phrase from the letters to the seven churches, where it says, "He that overcomes."
就是讲到第二章、第三章，就是在神在呼召那得胜者。
Well, may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
I think there's a lot to this God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, and yes, even the God of Joseph.
就是关于在雅各，不是，在就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的身上，实在有许多的意义，甚至也在约瑟的身上。
The thing, let's begin this way. Go ahead, I'm so sorry.
No, you go first.
The thing that epitomizes Abraham is Abraham's revelation.
我们在亚伯拉罕看到这就是讲到说亚伯拉罕是启示对亚伯拉罕身上。
It's what he saw that is so important.
在他所看见的是如此重要。
The Lord said this extraordinary thing, the Lord himself about Abraham.
神对于亚伯拉罕是这样如此的很重要的形容。
He said, and Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
就是在亚伯拉罕在欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Now,
他就喜乐了。
That seems incredible. Abraham lived thousands of years before the Lord Jesus came.
那你知道我们亚伯拉罕从年月来讲，他是在约书在好几几千年之前 来的，但是他说他仰望到主耶稣。
But brothers and sisters, revelation is not physical sight.
就是关于我们弟兄姐妹们启示，不是讲到我们这个目光所看见的。
Ephesians 1:17 that says it tells us what revelation truly is.
那在以弗所书一章十七节真正讲到这个启示是什么意思？
It says the eyes of your heart being enlightened.
是讲到你们心中的眼睛能够照明了。
Revelation is not what you see with these eyes.
就启示不是用我们现在这个眼睛啊看。
Revelation is what you see in the spirit with these eyes.
那启示是用你里面的灵里面眼睛来看。
That's why the Lord could say.Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it.
那所以说呢，神对于亚伯翰的评价就是他在远远仰望我的时候，他就欢喜了。
You know, aside from Moses, no other Old Testament character is spoken of more in the New Testament.
就是在新约里面，除了摩西之外，没有一个人物提到比亚伯翰更多了。
And no other Old Testament characters mentioned by the Lord Jesus as much as Moses and Abraham.
那在主耶稣里面口里面所讲的，就是除了就是两个人物提到最多就是摩西跟亚伯拉罕。
That shows the significance of this figure Abraham.
那我们就知道说亚伯拉罕的重要性了。
As a matter of fact, the whole New Testament begins with Abraham.
那事实上从新的开头也是从亚伯翰开始的。
Look at Matthew chapter 1.
我们看一下马太福音第一章。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一章的第一节跟第二节。
Book of the generation of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham.
这边讲到亚伯翰的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱。
And listen to the way the whole genealogical record of our Lord Jesus begins.
我们看一下在耶稣基督的家谱。
Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren.
就是亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
It's fair to say this character Abraham then is of extreme importance.
所以我们就看见亚伯翰是非常的重要。
As a matter of fact, if you go into the Old Testament, real recovery after the fall begins with Abraham.
事实上，我们知道，你如果从那个旧约的启示不是旧约创世里面看。当这个有人类很大堕落之后，他真正的恢复的开始是从亚伯翰开始的。
You might want to argue with me on that point.
你也许会跟我争辩这一点。
You might say real recovery begins with Noah.
你也许讲说真正的那个就转变，真正的恢复是从挪亚开始。
But it's not true.
但是不是这样子的。
What happens with Abraham is the recovery of a nation, a people, for testimony.
那个亚伯拉罕所恢复是一个整个的国度，整个国度能够恢复过来。
It's absolutely clear when you look at Abraham, you discover that the most significant figure. I think I just got way too far for it. You didn't.
That's fine.
The most prominent feature in his life is revelation.
那在亚伯拉罕身上看到最重要一点就是启示。
Over and over again, it says God appeared to Abraham.
一次一次在圣经里面讲说神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And when you come to the New Testament and you read that one verse by Stephen,
当你读到新约里面讲到斯蒂版所讲的这一段圣经
，It explains in a single verse everything about Abraham.
讲到一节圣经讲到亚伯翰的一切。
Acts 7 verse 2 says, "And the God of glory appeared unto Abraham."
就是讲到说荣耀的神向亚伯翰显现。
Revelation was his life.
就是 启示就是他的生活。
The Lord Jesus said he saw my day.
就是讲到说亚伯翰看到看见我的日子。
The spirit of revelation captured this man.
就是启示灵抓住了亚伯翰。
The spirit of revelation, changed this man.
启示灵改变了这个人。
And the spirit of revelation compelled this man to walk by faith and not by sight.
启示灵然后带领这个人是借着信心而活，而不是借着眼见而活。
Let me just read you a few verses.
让我再读几段圣经。
I'm not sure I've convinced you yet, so let me read a few verses.
我不知道我帮你们说服了没有，但是我再读几段圣经。
Chapter 12, verse 7 of Genesis.
创世纪12章第7节。
And Jehovah appeared to Abram and said unto unto thy seed will I give this land. And there he built an altar to Jehovah who had appeared to him.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里向他显现耶和华，筑了一座坛。
In this beginning of the recorded history of Abraham, this was the point.
在一开始记录亚伯兰，这是一个很重要的一点。
God appeared to Abraham.
神向亚伯兰显现。
And he built an altar to the God who appeared to Abraham.
那亚伯兰就筑了一座坛，主一坛为他显现的那位耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, this matter of revelation we should not make so little of.
这关于我们讲到启示的时候，我们不能很轻易的就带过去了。
If you don't understand this matter of revelation, your life will be a life of religion.
如果你轻忽了这个启示的话，那你这一生就是在宗教里面。
If God doesn't open your eyes as He opened Abraham or later Abraham's eyes, your life will be a life of religious duty.
如果你不会像亚伯翰这个现在称亚伯兰，后来称亚伯拉罕，那像他这样得到启示的话，你的一生就是在宗教之中过去了。
But when the God of glory appears to you the way he appeared to Abraham, everything changes.
当荣耀的神向你显现，就如同显现于亚伯翰的时候，一切都改变了。
But look at chapter 17, verse 1.
我们看一下第17章第一节。
It says, and Abraham was 99 years old when Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God, walk before my face and be perfect.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
Look at chapter 18, verse 1.
第18章第一节。
And Jehovah appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, and he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day.
耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯翰显现出来，那时候正热。
Brothers and sisters, this is the single question we need to ask ourselves.
这边有一个唯一的问题，我们也必须要问。
Has the God of glory appeared to you?
荣耀神有没有向你显现？
Has something registered deep in your spirit, in the eyes of your heart?
是不是真正的住在你的心中，你的灵里面？
That's more than teaching.
是不是超过了只是一些教导？
More than lessons.
超过了一些的一些讲章。
More than history.
超过了一些的历史。
More than religion.
超过了宗教。
This is the importance of the life.Of Abraham.
这是在亚伯兰身上一个重要的事。
This is what we need to see.
这是我们必须要看见的。
Abraham saw the Lord Jesus himself.
亚伯兰看见了主耶稣基督，他自己看见了主耶稣基督。
Have you seen the Lord Jesus?
你看见了主耶稣基督了吗？
Now the world will think we're crazy to talk this way.
这个世界会觉得我们疯狂了讲这些事情。
But those of us that know the Lord in a living way know we can see Him with the eyes of our heart.
但是呢，我们讲到这活生生的神的时候，我们知道说这是从心中里面所讲的。
And not only can we see him,
不仅仅我们在里面能够看见，
but we can know him in the depths of our spirit.
而且呢，我们能够从里面能够知道他。
And we can love him with all of our heart.
而且我们的心里面能够爱他。
I think this is what Abraham's about.
这我想这就是亚伯拉罕所谈到的，我所见到的。
Abraham saw something.
亚伯拉罕看见了一些东西。
And the question for every Christian is, have you seen something?
对所有的基督徒的一个问题就是说，你是不是也看见了一些？
Not have you been told something?
不是人家告诉了你什么？
Not have you studied something?
不是你自己读出来了一些？
But have you seen something deep in your spirit?
而是说在你的灵里面是深处，你是不是看见了一些？
This is what it means the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
这就是讲到说荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
Well, the next thing I think we ought to consider is what did Abraham see?
那我们第二点要看到就是亚伯拉罕到底看见了什么？
It's clear Abraham saw something.
很明显的，亚伯拉罕看见了一些东西。
I hope I've convinced you that Abraham is the spirit of revelation.
我希望你们能够真正的明白，就是亚伯拉罕是一个有意象的。
But it's not enough for us just to know this was a characteristic of Abraham.
我们不是仅仅知道就是亚伯拉罕这个他的一个特质而已。
We need to see what revelation he saw.
我们必须能够知道说他所看见那个意象。
And it needs to become our own revelation.
而且成为我们自己的意象。
This is how he became the father of a nation.
I'm sorry.
The father of a nation, how he became.
就是成为多国之父。
Brothers and sisters, revelation is the key.
对不起，这是讲到启示，启示是他那个钥匙。
Now let's look at just a few of these appearings because I think they're very living.
所以我们要讲到其他几件事情，非常的活生生的事情。
Let's go to chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
第十二章第一到第五节。
This is the first appearing.
这是第一次的显现。
And Jehovah had said to Abram, Go out of thy land and from thy kindred and from thy father's house to the land that I will show thee.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族本户家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And I will make of thee a great nation and bless thee and make thy name great and thou shalt be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
为你祝福，我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
And Abram departed as Jehovah had said to him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
亚伯拉罕就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯拉罕出荷拉南的时候，年75岁。
And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all the possessions they had acquired, and the souls they had obtained in Haran, and they went out to go into a land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came.
亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈南所积蓄的财物，所得的人口，都带到迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。
This first matter that Abraham saw was calling.
第一个我们所看见就是神的一个呼召。
He was called out of Haran into the land of Canaan.
他这个呼召就是出离开哈兰进入迦南。
Just think of this one. He was an idol worshipper.
想想看，他原本是一个那个拜偶像的一个人。
He had never heard God call to him before.
他之前从来没有听过神对他的呼召。
And yet God called him out and into something.
那神听到这个呼召，就是神让他出来，然后进入。
Now, brothers and sisters, we need to understand calling.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须明白呼召。
I think sometimes we mess up this word call.
有时候我们好像把这个呼召这个字把它混淆了。
We think important people like Abraham or Abram are called.
我们觉得可能是重要人啊，就是亚伯兰或亚伯翰的呼召。
Sometimes we talk among the workers and say, I've got the calling.
有时候我们对于就主的工人说，我们有得到一个主的呼召。
But brothers and sisters, the revelation that Abraham had was that everyone is called.
那我神那个亚伯拉罕的启示就是每个人都应该有得到这样的呼召。
I am called.
我被呼召。
Roger is called.
Roger 被呼召。
You are called.
你被呼召。
As a matter of fact, when Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, he described them as all called saints.
那在保罗在哥林多书的时候也讲到说，所有蒙召的圣徒。
This is absolutely important.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
The first thing you need to do.
第一件重要事的。
Is hear God calling you to Himself.
是就是听见神呼召你进入他里面。
This was Abraham's first experience.
这是亚伯兰的第一个经验。
He had not heard of this God before.
他从来没有听见过这个神。
And this God met him.
但是这个神来见他。
And this God called him.
而且这个神来呼召他。
And this God called him to himself.
而且这个神呼召他来到他面前。
And this God called him out of Haran.
呼召他离开哈兰。
And this God of glory called him into Canaan.
这个荣耀神呼召他进入迦南。
This is the Old Testament equivalent of salvation.
这边就是讲到说旧约这边讲到这个拯救。
Have you been called?
你有没有被呼召呢？
Do you know the God of glory calling you and meeting you?
这个神圣神呼召你来见他。
Brothers and sisters, I can remember like it was yesterday.
弟兄姐妹，就好像昨天一样。
In February 4th, 1972, when the God of glory called me to himself.
就好像1972年2月10号神呼召我。
I'll never forget that experience.
我永远不会忘记这个经验。
It wasn't a religion that he called me.
这不是一个好像宗教上的一个事情。
It wasn't just to understand the words of this book.
这不是好像只是仅仅好像了解这个书上所讲的。
His calling was far grander than that.
这个呼召是远远超过这一切的。
His calling was to himself.
这个呼召乃是来到他的里面。
That night, the God of glory appeared to me.
那个晚上，荣耀神向我显现。
And I have never been the same since.
从那之后，我就是跟以前完全不一样了。
Here's the question for you.
这边有一个这样的问题。
If you are here and these words sound strange,
如果你觉得听这个话有点奇怪，
maybe you need to consider this God of glory.
也许应该好好思想一下这个荣耀的神。
Has he called you?
他是不是这样的呼召你？
Are you saved?
你是不是得救了？
Has he called you out of your family, your natural family?
是不是呼召你离开这个好像自你原本的这样的家族？
Has he called you out of your natural culture?
是不是呼召你离开你原本的那个文化？
And has he called you unto himself?
是呼召你进入他自己里面。
And has he called you into this land?
是不是呼召你进入了这个荣美之地？
Another thing about calling, by the way.
另外一个关于这个呼召。
Not only are we called unto himself,
不仅仅呼召进入他里面。
But Romans 8:28 and 29 says we are called according to purpose.
那我们在罗马书第二十八章，罗马书第八章二十八、二十九节，是我们呼召进入他的旨意之中。
You may have had great ambitions in your life. You may have great ideas how you would spend your life.
你也许在你的这个在你一生中有很大的一个觉得自己要做的事情。
But let me tell you, life in this world is without purpose.
但是呢，我告诉你们，在这个世界上，这个生活是没有目的的。
We are called according to a great and heavenly purpose.
我们乃是呼召进入那个属天的这个旨意之中。
This is what Abraham means.
这就是亚伯罕的意义在这个地方。
And then you'll notice in that calling of Abraham in chapter 12,
那你在这个呼召在第12章的这个呼召之中,
there is a sevenfold blessing.
是有七种的祝福在这里面所讲到的。
He said, and I will make you a great nation.
我会让你成为大国。
And he says, I will bless thee.
我会祝福你。
And number three, he says, and I will make your name great.
我会让你的名为大。
And number four, he says, and thou shalt be a blessing.
然后第四节讲到说你是
And number five, it says, and I will bless them that bless thee.
我会祝福那些他那边祝福你的。
And number six, he says, I will curse them that curse thee.
在十二节讲到说那个咒诅你的，我也会咒诅他们。
And number seven says, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
在全地都会因着你而得福。
Brothers and sisters, look at this blessing.
弟兄姐妹，看一下这样的祝福。
When God calls,
当主呼召的时候,
you to himself,
你拥有他自己,
and into his purpose,
进入他的旨意之中,
this calling is with blessing upon it.
这个呼召是带有祝福的。
Now, this is sevenfold blessing.
这边好像有一个讲到七成的祝福。
You might begin to think, you can't get any higher than a perfect number, seven, sevenfold blessing.
你觉得好像不能够超过这个七，这个好像完美的这个数字。
But when you read Ephesians chapter 1, you discover something far grander.
但是你读以弗所第一章的时候，你会发觉是超过这一切。
It says those that have been called into Christ.
当这些被呼召进入基督的人,
have received every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
在基督里面，我们承受了一切的祝福。
Think of that.
想想看,
this isn't just this sevenfold blessing that Abraham received. This blessing that we receive from God is beyond comparison.
那我们在主耶稣基督里面所承受的祝福是超过这一切的。
We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. In Christ Jesus.
我们在主耶稣基督里面已经得着了这一切天上各样属灵的祝福。
This is the first appearing.
这是神对亚伯罕第一次的显现。
Calling and blessing.
就是呼召祝福。
It is true we're called out of something.
这是真实的，我们被呼召出来。
And we're called into something.
我们被呼召进入了一个。
You're called out of this world.
你从这个世界里面被呼召出来。
Thus Abraham was called out of Haran.
亚伯拉罕从哈兰被呼召出来。
And you're called into Christ.
你被呼召进入基督。
This to me is the first appearing.
对我来讲，这就是第一次的显现。Now
let's look at the second appearing.
让我们看一下第二个显现。
Genesis 13.
第13章。
Genesis chapter 13, we'll just read a few verses, 14 to 17.
让我们读几节, 第14节到第17节。
And Jehovah said to Abraham, after that Lot had separated himself from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后, 耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”
For all the land that thou seest will I give to thee and to thy seed forever.
说，把你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So if anyone can number the dust of the earth, thy seed will be numbered.
我也要使你的后裔如同地上尘沙那样多，人若能数算地上尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
Arise, walk through the land according to the length of it and according to the breadth of it.
你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Abraham had living revelation from God of the promised land.
就是亚伯罕在神面前有这样的一个启示，就是启示一块地。
God said, look at it.
神说看一看。
Look at it northward.
看一下往北观看。
And southward.
往南观看。
And eastward.
往东观看。
And westward.
往北往西观看。
You can't see the end of it.
你不能够完全看见。
And then he said, your seed will be as the dust of the earth.
这边特别讲到他的后裔就好像尘沙那样多。
Impossible to number.
不可能数算过来。
I don't know if you've tried to number dust.
我不知道你是不是自己去数土啊。
It's impossible.
不可能的。
Brothers and sisters, he saw the great land.
他在神面前看见一个伟大的一个地。
He saw the promised land.
他看见了应许之地。
Now what is the promised land?
那什么是应许之地呢?
Some Christians think the promised land is heaven.
有些弟兄姐妹认为应许之地就是天堂。
They're always talking about going to heaven.
他们常常讲说要回到天上。
Eventually being in heaven.
事实上我们就在天堂里面。
Now it's true, we will go to heaven.
是对的，我们以后会到天上。
And we will be in heaven.
我们也会，以后也会在天上。
But he saw something far greater than that.
但是亚伯罕看见远超过这些。
He saw land so rich and so full, a land flowing with milk and honey.
他看这个丰富之地，就是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
The dimensions of which you couldn't calculate.
这个丰富是你没有办法计算的。
He saw the land that is the Lord Jesus Himself.
他看到这个应许之地，就是事实上就是看见主耶稣基督自己。
This is our promised land.
他就是我们的应许之地。
This is the incalculable.
他是没有办法计算的。
This is the inestimable.
这个就是没有办法衡量的。
You cannot measure.
因为没有，你没有办法衡量基督的。
And once he saw that promised land, it had him.
他就看到了这个应许之地。
And it became his lifelong pursuit.
成为他这一生的追求。
Brothers and sisters, have you seen the Lord Jesus in that way?
弟兄姐妹，你们是不是看见基督是这样的看见呢？
This vast land which God says, I will give you.
这一片的大的地就是神要应许给你的。
This promised land flowing with milk and honey.
这个应许之地充满了牛奶与蜜。
This infinite land, the borders you can't calculate.
这个没有办法衡量的这块地。
This became his lifelong pursuit.
成为他的一生的追求。
It says in Hebrews, he went out not knowing where he was going.
这边在希伯来书还讲到说，他出去之后还不知道往哪里去。
For he waited for a city.
他所看到的这个，他所想望的这段城,
which has foundation,
是一个有根基的一个城,
whose builder and maker is God.
这个所建造的乃是神。
Once you see the vastness of Christ,
当你看到这个主耶稣基督这样的丰富,
nothing else will satisfy.
其他事就没有办法满足我们了。
It's the immeasurable land.
这是一个无法衡量的
And he saw the city.
他也看见那个后裔。
He didn't just see the land, he saw the city.
他不仅仅看见这个地，也看过那个城。
He saw Zion.
他看到锡安城。
He saw Jerusalem.
他看到的耶路撒冷。
It became the pursuit of his heart.
成为他心中的一个追求。
Brothers and sisters, we are Zion.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们就是锡安。
The church is Zion.
教会就是锡安。
The church is that heavenly city.
教会就是天上的城。
If you don't believe me, turn to those last chapters of the book of Revelation.
如果你不相信的话, 你们看翻到在启示录最后一章。
And I saw the new Jerusalem.
我看到新耶路撒冷。
Coming down out of heaven is a bride prepared for her husband.
从天而降，就好像妻子等候丈夫。
This one city
这个城,
that God has chosen
这个神所拣选这个城,
in all the earth
在所有的全地的地球,
is Zion
就是在只有在西安,
Jerusalem
耶路撒冷,
the place he chooses to dwell.
这是神所拣选他要居住之地。
So stay with me. If I haven't put you all asleep, stay with me.
如果大家还没睡着的话, 注意听。
What Abraham saw was this.
当亚亚所看见就是这个。
He saw the infinite Christ.
他看见了这个无可比拟的基督。
And he saw the church.
他看见了教会。
This is what Abraham saw.
这是亚伯翰所看见的。
Have you seen the infinite Christ?
你们看见这个无限的基督?
Is your Christ a little small Christ?
你所看基督是不是小小的基督而已?
You know, our problem is not, our issue is not that our problems are so big.
我们的问题不是我们的困难有多大。
Our issue is that our God is too small.
我们的困难是就我们把我们的神看得很小。
Abraham saw the infinite Christ.
亚伯拉罕看见这个无限的基督。
And he saw the heart of Christ.
他看见了神的心。
For the city.
看见了这个城。
His future bride.
他将来的那个心腹。
His eternal companion.
他永久的那个同伴。
The place he would dwell forever.
神永远所要住的地方。
I think there are people that wrongly say we speak too much about the church.
有人许多就错误讲说我们讲教会讲太多了。
How can we speak too much about the church?
我们怎么可能讲说 不讲教会呢?
If this is the place God has chosen for His bride, His eternal companion,
如果这个地方就是神的心腹是神永远要住的地方,
if this is a place in the city He's chosen to dwell in forever,
如果这个地方是神所选的城是永远要住的地方,
if this is the one He loved that He gave Himself for,
如果这是这个是神所爱，然后把他自己都给出来的,
to wash and to cleanse,
是去洗净,
and to make perfect,
让他成为圣洁,
and take away every spot and wrinkle,
去掉一些的皱纹，一些。
This is what Abraham saw.
这是亚伯拉罕所看见的。
May the Lord show us. Now the third appearing.
这是亚伯拉罕所看见。
Chapter 14, we'll just read two verses.
让我们看第三个显现，第14章。
18 and 19.
我们看两节，八节十九节。
Sorry, brother. And I run over my translator. You'll have to tell him from me because he might not believe me. I'm sorry.
就讲我,
and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was priest of the Most High God.
又撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
And he blessed him, and he said, Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heavens and earth.
他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。
And verse 20, and blessed be the Most High God who hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him a tenth of all that he had.
至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。Now
this is what Abraham saw.
这就是亚伯兰所看见的。He
saw the great high priest.
他看见了至高神的祭司。
Brothers and sisters, Melchizedek is a shadowy and somewhat strange figure in the Bible.
那这边讲到麦基洗德在旧约面是一个隐儿，是一个很特别的一个人物。
As a matter of fact, Melchizedek is only mentioned once here in this place in the Old Testament. Once.
麦基洗德在所有的旧约面就提到这一次。And
once again in the Old Testament in Psalm 110 verse 4.
对不起，还有在诗篇110篇里面也提到一次。Where
it says, Thou art a priest forever according to Melchizedek.
他就是他照着麦基洗德等次做永远做祭司。So
only twice in the Old Testament is he mentioned.
在麦基洗德提到，一共在旧约里面就提到这两次。Priest
of the Most High God.
他是至高神的祭司。No
beginning of days, no end of years.
没有开始，没有提到他结束。Assimilated
like the Son of God.
就好像我们的神一样。
To understand who Melchizedek is and what Abraham saw, you have to go to the New Testament.
当我们要了解这个亚伯兰所看见麦基洗德，我们必须从新约来看。
He may have only been mentioned twice in the Old Testament.
他也许只有在旧约里面提到两次。
But Melchizedek is mentioned 9 times in the New Testament.
但是在新约里面提到麦基洗德提到了九次。
And I think you know those 9 times always occur in the book of Hebrews.
这九次都完全出现在希伯来书。
This is remarkable.
这是非常的了不起的。
Because this mystery man of the Old Testament, Melchizedek,
因为在这旧约这个神秘的人物麦基洗德,
when the veil is drawn back, we see who this Melchizedek is.
当这个面纱这个撤去的时候，我们就看到这个麦基洗德是谁。
And we see that this Melchizedek is Christ Himself.
然后我们就看见这麦基洗德就是主耶稣基督自己。
He is the great high priest.
主耶稣基督就是那个至高神的祭司。
The author of Hebrews makes it abundantly clear.
在希伯来书作者是这样非常的清楚跟我们交代。
As a matter of fact, Hebrews, the whole subject really is the great high priest.
那事实上在希伯来书一个很重要的重点就是讲到说至高神的祭司。
Now y'all study Hebrews and you may take exception with me, but I'll argue this point. The whole subject is the great high priest.
那在也许你跟我会有点争论，但是在希伯来书里面这个重要的重点就是讲到这个大祭司。
I'll prove it to you.
我向你们证明一下。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
在希伯来书第八章。
I think I told you this last year.
我想我去年跟你们提过。
Here's the writer of Hebrews about mid-book.
这边讲到这在这个希伯来书在 这样讲的。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
第八章第一节。
Now the summary of the things of which we are speaking is we have such a one, high priest, who has sat down on the right hand of the throne of the greatness in the heavens, minister of the holy places and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord has pitched.
我们所讲的其中第一要紧就是我们有这样大祭司已经坐在天上至大者所宝座的右边在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事这帐幕是主所知的不是人所知的
Now when a speaker this is a little advice by the way
这边有点建议
When a speaker says to you now the summary of the things we are speaking of is this
当如果这个书上特别讲到这是一个总结的时候
I think that's a very great clue.
这是一个很重要的一个clue, 中文怎么样线索线索。
What did they say? Clue. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It seems to me this was the thing that Abraham saw. He saw with those.From the Old Testament vantage point, this Christ, the great high priest.
就是亚罗汉在旧约里面所看到一个很重要的重点，就是看到了耶稣基督是大祭司。
Have you seen the great high priest?
你们看见的是大祭司吗
？Hebrews says he's sympathetic.
这边讲到希伯来书讲到这讲到我们的这样的大祭司。
He knows our frame.
他知道我们的软弱。
Hebrews says he is merciful.
希伯来讲到说他是有恩典的，有怜悯的。
Thank God, this God of glory that appeared to Abraham is merciful.
我们感谢主，当这位显现在亚伯罕近前的神，他是一个有怜悯的神。
We can approach the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16 says.
我们能够就像希伯来书第四章第十六节讲的说，
来到施恩宝座前。We can receive mercy.
我们能够看到怜悯
and we can find grace in the time of need.
我们能够看到在需要的时候我们看到恩典
It says he is faithful as the high priest.
他是在有禁食的大祭司
Brothers and sisters, when we fail, which we often do, this one thing we must remember.
当我们失败的时候，有一件事情我们必须要记得。
Paul recorded it to Timothy.
当那个保罗对提摩太这样讲
，He said, "If we are unfaithful,"
就讲到说我们是好像我们是不没有信实的。
He remains faithful still.
但是我们的神乃是信实的主。
Have you seen the great high priest?
你们看见了。这样的大祭司吗
And then here's the other thing he saw about the great high priest.
那这一大祭司他又看见另外一件事情。
He ever liveth to make intercession for us.
他永远为我们代求。
You know, I would think it would be a great thing if just a little angel were praying for me.
是不是一个很大事情？如果一个很小的天使就能够为我们祷告？
I think it would even be a great thing if Freedom prayed for me regularly.
你会觉得这也是很大的事情。如果朱弟兄为我们祷告，为我祷告。
But if you can imagine what Abraham saw,
如果你是不是能够想象亚伯翰所看见的
？He saw the Lord Jesus.
他看见了主耶稣基督。
He saw the Lord Jesus as the great high priest.
他看见主耶稣基督是那大祭司。
And he saw this great high priest is.Ever living to make intercession for us.
而且看到这永远的大祭司，长远为我们祈求。
Well, to me, that is a tremendous thing.
对我来言，这实在是一个很特别的事情。
Well, the fourth appearing, and this is all we're going to look at in appearing.
那我们看第四次的显现。
The fourth appearing in Genesis.Is a series of appearance.
第四次显现是一个好像连续性的显现。
And all of these series of appearings that Abraham have to do with the promised son.
在第四显这个连续性的这个显现，就是关于他这个所应许的儿子。
As a matter of fact, this promised son defines the life of Abraham.
这个应许的儿子就是定义了亚伯拉罕的生活。
Will you look at,
生命。
Look at Genesis 15, verse 1.
那我们看15章的第一节。
I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
就是我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
This is the beginnings of the appearings of the promised son.
这就是在于关于这个应许的儿子的显现的开始。
This was the revelation that Abraham had, and those words are those two words that Moses heard, I am.
这边就是有讲到说关于在摩西所看到的所听见的讲到说我是。
I am thy shield.
我是你的盾牌。
And thy exceeding great reward.
必大大的赏赐你。
I am.
我是
himself.
他自己。
All of the promises are and blessings are in the promised son.
所有的这个应许，所有的这个赏赐，在这个应许的孩子儿子身上。
That's why I asked the brothers and sisters to sing this hymn of A.B. Simpson.
所以我就刚才我们弟兄所带的这首的诗歌 ，A.B. Simpson 所带的这首诗歌
，Just that verse. Once it was the blessing.
就是这首诗歌所讲，原本所要的是祝福。
Now it is the Lord.
但是现在所要的是主。
Once it was the feeling.
原本所要的是一种感觉。
Now it was His word.
但现在是他的话语。
Once His gifts I wanted.
原本是所要看见的。
Now the giver owns.
但事实上是我们自己，现在是这个给予者自己。
Once I sought for healing, now himself alone.
也许以前所看见的就是我所要的是医治，但是现在我所要的是他自己。
Brothers and sisters, I can remember years ago when that was first shared with me.
我记得许多年前那一次的分享。
I remember it was like a radiant light from heaven.
就好像从天上的光闪下一样。
It was as if the Lord was saying to me personally, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
这边就对我的显明就是我是你的盾牌并大大的赏赐你。
Everything is in the promised son.
所有事情都是在这应许的儿子身上。
And look at Genesis 15:2.
第二节，第十五章第二节。
And Abraham said, Lord Jehovah, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
亚伯兰说：“主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业是大马色人以利以谢。”
And behold, the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that will come forth out of thy body shall be thine heir.
第四节，耶和华又有话对他说：“这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。”
God's great gift to Abraham was the promised son.
神给亚伯翰最大的礼物就是一个应许的儿子。
Of course, this is speaking of Isaac.
当然，这边讲到就是以撒。
But when you read 2 Corinthians 9:15, you discover an even greater revelation.
但是你如果读这个哥林多后书第九章第十五节。
Paul said, "Thanks be to God for His unspeakable free gift."
这边讲到说这个讲到说话语无分享用的这个无话形容的这个祝福。
This is it, brothers and sisters. All the promises.
所有的应许。
All the blessings.
所有的赐福。
Are found in the promised son.
都在这个应许的儿子里面。
That was the key.
这是重要的钥匙。
And then it says, and he believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
因亚伯拉罕因着信耶和华，耶和华就以他为义。
This is the mark of Abraham's life. He believed God.
这是亚伯拉罕身上一个重要的记号，就是他信。
You see, revelation produces living faith.
就是这个启示带来这个在神面前的信。
Let me put it another way.
让我再这样另外的来形容。
Faith doesn't lay hold of revelation.
这个信心并不能够抓住这个启示。
Revelation produces living faith.
但是启示带来了活生生的信心。
And you, Abraham couldn't believe this promise.
那亚伯拉罕几乎没有办法相信这样的应许。
Of the promised son, listen to this word in Genesis 17.
就是说亚伯拉罕几乎没有办法想象，看看第十七章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
And I will bless her, and I will give thee a son also of her, and I will bless her, and she shall become nations, kings and people shall be of her.
我必赐福给他，也要使你从他得一个儿子。我要赐福给他，他要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。
And listen to this. Listen very carefully.
请注意听。
And Abraham fell on his face and laughed.
亚伯拉罕就伏伏在地喜笑。
And said in his heart, Shall a child be born of him that is 100 years old?
心里说一百岁的人呢，还能得孩子吗？
And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear?
撒拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？
And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live forever.
亚伯拉罕对神说，愿以实玛利活在你面前。
And God said, Sarah thy wife shall indeed bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac.
神说，不然你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。
Do you know what Isaac means?
你知道以撒的意思是什么吗？
Isaac means laughter.
以撒的意思就是喜笑。
Abraham laughed because he thought this was impossible.
亚伯拉罕笑了，因为他觉得这是不可能的。
You read later in the record, and you see that Sarah also laughed. It says she laughed in her heart.
你知道在你如果读的话，你就知道撒拉也笑了，撒拉在心里笑。
And God said, Why is she laughing to Abraham?
神就对亚伯拉罕说，为什么撒拉笑了？
Brothers and sisters, what did Abraham see?
弟兄姐妹，亚伯拉罕看见了什么？
He saw the God of the impossible.
他看见一个就是超越不可能的神。
It was impossible for them to have a child.
对他们来讲，这是不可能的，有一个小孩。
It says, you know, God had to tell him later, is anything too hard for me?
那神后来必须要跟他讲说在我岂有难成的事呢？
Have you seen the God of the impossible?
你是不是看见一个这个超越这个不可能，一切不可能的神呢？
To me, that's the great thing that Abraham saw.
这就是在亚伯拉罕在身上看到一个很重要的事情。
Now the last part of this great revelation comes in chapter 22.
在这个启示最后看到第22章。
It says, And God tried Abraham.
神对亚伯翰。
And listen to what he said to Abraham.
神看注意听着神对怎么对亚伯翰这样讲。
He said, Take thy son.
就是你独生的儿子。
Thine only son.
你独生的儿子。
Whom thou lovest,
你所爱的,
and offer him up as a burnt offering on the mountains that I shall show thee.
你要在指示的山上，就摩耶尔地去，要把它献为燔祭。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
Brothers and sisters, this was the promised son, Isaac.
这是神所应许的儿子以撒。
What a test this was!
这是何等大的试验！
But in this test, he saw the highest revelation.
但是在这四页中他看到了最高的启示。
You remember the obedience of Abraham? It's quite remarkable.
你说看到这个亚伯拉罕是如此的这个重要的。
He went to that mountain and he laid out that altar of wood.
你知道他就亚伯拉罕到那个山上把那个木头都摆好。
And when he laid out that altar of wood,
当他把这个燔祭的木头都摆好之后,
he laid his son Isaac on that altar of wood.
他把他的儿子以撒放在这个坛上。
And Isaac said he saw the altar. And he saw the wood, he saw the fire, but where was the ram for the burnt offering?
那以撒就问他父亲说，看到的，看见了坛，看见了柴，也看见了火，但是献祭的羊羔在哪里？
And Abraham, believing God would even raise Isaac from the dead, said, God himself shall provide the ram for the burnt offering.
那亚伯拉罕说， 耶和华神会预备这个羊羔。
This is the thing that touches me so deeply about this story.
这边是对于我来是如此的有感动。
This was the promised son.
这是一个应许的儿子。
When Abraham raised that knife to plunge it into the breast of Isaac,
当亚伯拉罕举起刀要刺向 以撒的胸膛的时候,
the record is the angel of the Lord stepped in.
神的天使在这阻止他,
and said, do no harm to the lad.
不要伤害他。
Now, brothers and sisters, almost all Bible scholars believe when it says the angel of the Lord in capital letters, it's the Old Testament appearing of the Lord Jesus Himself.
在这边，通常在旧约里面讲到说，耶和华神的使者显明的时候，基本上是讲到了主耶稣。
So if you can imagine, just for a moment,
你能不能够想象一下,
on that altar of wood, Isaac, the promised son, was spared.
大家在想到说，这个，在这个坛上。 这个应许儿子要被刺,
and it must have been the Lord Jesus Himself that held the knife back.
那事实上一定是我们的主把这个刀阻止了。
Knowing that that knife was reserved for Him.
而是把这个刀摆了起来，为了他自己。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
Brothers and sisters, this was the greatest revelation that Abraham saw.
这就是亚伯拉罕所看到的极大的这个样的意象。
He saw a God that would give His only begotten Son.
他看到了神要把他自己独生的爱子。
He saw a God that would not withhold the best from us.
他看到神他
He saw a God that would spare Isaac.
他看见了这个神，这个亚伯拉罕所爱的这个。
And he saw a God that would not spare.
就是神不为他自己保留。
His beloved son.
不为他自己保留他独生的爱子。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
Have you seen how much God loves you?
你能看见神是如此的爱我们吗?
Have you seen this revelation that God has given everything to us in the promised Son?
你有没有想到说神借着他的独生爱子赐给我们一切主灵的应许?
Have you seen that He has withheld nothing from us in the promised Son?
你有没有看到说他为了他在他儿子身上一切都不保留，完全的为了我们？
There is a famous saying.
有一个很有名的一个诗歌。
It says, all give some.
所有的都给予孩子。
But some give all.
但是这个儿子给了他一切。
You know, it was written by a Korean War veteran.
有一个韩国的韩战里面。
Who was a Purple Heart recipient, therefore he was wounded.
就是他在韩战受伤，他得到的紫心勋章。
All give some.
所有的都给予这个孩子。
But some give all.
但是这个孩子给了一切。
Brothers and sisters, only the Lord gave all.
弟兄姐妹们, 只有这个儿子主耶稣基督给了一切。
And if you see what Abraham saw,
如果你看见了亚伯拉罕所看见的,
the God that gives all,
这神所给予一切的,
then you understand the demand is not so great.
你如果就看见这个需求是如此的大,
we have to give all to him.
我们必须也把我们自己给予他。
Let me close with just these thoughts.
让我在最后这样的讲。
What was Abraham's response to all these revelations?
亚伯拉罕对这所有一切的启示的一个回应是什么?
You know, four places it says in Genesis that Abraham built an altar.
在创世纪里面讲到说亚伯拉罕建了四座的坛。
Brothers and sisters, revelation is not enough.
弟兄姐妹们,启示不完全。
It's important that we see.
它是重要我们看见了。But
what God is looking for in the end is a people that respond to Him.
那重要是神要寻找在我们这些看见的有回应。
And so when Abraham saw these great revelations,
当亚伯拉罕看见这些重要的启示的时候,
his response was to build an altar.
他的回应就是建了坛。
And brothers and sisters, this is the exhortation I want to leave with you.
在这边我就跟弟兄姐妹的劝勉是,
you must be hearing the words in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
你们一定听过在罗马书第12章第一节的话语。
It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service.
所以弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们,将身体献上当作活祭,是圣洁的,是神所喜悦的,你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。You
may think this is unreasonable.
你们觉得是这个好像是这个超出理由,不可理喻的。
You may think what God asks of you is unreasonable.
你会认为神所对我们这样的要求是不可理喻的。
Paul said this is your reasonable service.
但是保罗在这边讲到说,这是你在神面前,这是侍奉是理所当然的。
If you see this one who gave all,
如果看见这给予一切的,
you cannot respond otherwise.
你就没有办法有其他的回应。
To me, this is the secret.
对我来讲,这就是秘诀。
Another altar that he built.
有另外一个坛他所建的。
We read about looking at the land northward and southward and eastward and westward.
当神对亚伯拉罕说你对东南西北观看。
These are the promises of God.
这就是神的应许。
I remember in Peter, Peter wrote to the beleaguered remnant.
当彼得对Peter
the apostle.
对彼得这样讲。
The exceeding great and precious promises that we have.
那这个宝贵的这样的应许。
By thee.
借着这个宝贵的应许。
We become partakers of the divine nature.
我们在神的圣洁上有份。
Brothers and sisters, what the Lord is after is that you would respond, and what the response you're being called to is to build an altar to the Lord.
但神对我们所要的就是我们神对我们显明之后，我们对神的回应，我们的回应就是要建一座坛。
That last altar he built was in Genesis 22 verse 9.
他最后一个坛就是22章第9节。
On that altar of wood, Isaac was spared.
就是在亚伯拉罕献上以撒。
But on the old rugged cross of Golgotha, the Son of God was not spared.
这边, 但是呢, 在, 哥哥他上, 上, 十字架上的耶稣, 他神却, 颜面不看。
And the only reasonable response we can offer to God is to give all upon the altar.
就是能够, 我们能够回应的, 就是把我们自己 完全在, 在坛上献上。
I would end with this thought.
我在这个点上做一个结论。
Revelation is essential.
启示是一个重要的中心。
Otherwise, all you have is religion.
不然的话，你就一切都是在宗教里面。
The God of glory must reveal himself to you.
荣耀神必须向我们显明。
And it will change you just the way it changed Abraham.
他会改变你，就像他改变亚伯翰一样。
But there's one thing that's equally important.
但是有另外一件事也是一样重要的。
You must be like Abraham, willing to build an altar.
你要必须像亚伯翰一样建一座坛。
If you don't build that altar like Abraham built those four altars,
如果你不像亚伯翰一样的建那样坛的话,
you'll never experience all the blessing.
你没有办法这样子享受所有的祝福。
The sevenfold blessing.
这七层的祝福。
That Abraham experienced.
这就是亚伯翰所经历的。
This is the exhortation.
这是在神面前劝勉。
Shall we pray?
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we just thank you that your word is so full.
我们感谢主，你的话语是如此的丰富。
We've seen so little of it, but we ask that you would give us divine revelation.
我们在主面前祈求，请给我们神圣的启示。
And we ask, Lord, once we get divine revelation,
当我们得到这样神圣启示之后,
we would be those that are willing to build an altar.
我们就像这些圣徒能够建立一座坛。
And we would offer ourselves on the altar of sacrifice.
我们就把我们自己献上当作活祭,
to be a living sacrifice.
成为活祭,
you say,
你说,
that is our reasonable service.
这是一个这样的献上乃是理所当然的。
Forgive us, Lord, for thinking it's so unreasonable.
主啊, 原谅我们认为这是真的是不可理喻的。
Lord, lead us to that altar.
主啊, 带领我们去那座坛,
and cause us to see the one that gave all.
呼召我们进入那为我们, 奉上一切的,
so that by your grace we may respond.
借着你的恩典, 我们能够回应,
and give all.
能够, 献上一切。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.